total of 21 hellish planets, and some say 28. My dear king, I shall outline all of them according to their names, forms, and symptoms. The names of the different hells are as follows. Para marcar una caña y dormir de... My dear king, a person who appropriates another's legitimate wife, children, or money is arrested at the time of death by the fierce Yamadutas, who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly threw him into the hellish planet known as Tamisra. On this very dark planet, the sinful man is chastised by the Yamadutas, who beat and rebuke him. He is starved, and he is given no water to drink. Thus the grateful assistance of Yamaraj causes him severe suffering, and sometimes he faints from their chastisement. Text number 9. The destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children is the hell known as Andhata Mishra. There his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped at its roots. Even before reaching Andhata Mishra, the sinful living being is subject to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that he loses his intelligence and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell Tamisra, Andhata Tamisra. Text number 10. A person who accepts his body as himself works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death. When he suffers the reaction for his envy of other creatures by being thrown into the hell called Raurava. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yasyatma buddhi kunapetrita tuke swadikalatra dishuvauma yadihi yadihi yatirta buddhi shalilena karichi janeshwavi yeshu sa eva gokaraha. One who accepts this bodily bag of three elements, bile, mucus, and air, has himself, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes bath in the waters of holy places of pilgrimage, but never takes advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge. He is no better than an ass or a cow. There are two classes of men absorbed in the material concept of life. Out of ignorance, a man in this first class thinks his body to be his self, And therefore, he is certainly like an animal. Sa eva go karaha. The person in the second class, however, not only thinks his material body to be his self, but also commits all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his body. He cheats everyone to acquire money for his family and himself, and he becomes envious of others without reason. Such a person is thrown into the hell known as Raurava. If one simply considers his body to be his self, as do the animals, he is not very sinful. However, if one needlessly commits sins to maintain his body, he is put into the hell known as Raurava. This is the opinion of Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are centrally in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offspring. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts enviously and cheats others to maintain his body, he is put into a hellish condition. Text number 11. In this life, an envious person commits violent acts against many living entities. Therefore, after his death, when he is taken to hell by Yamaraj, those living entities who were hurt by him appear as animals called Rurus to inflict very severe pain upon him. Learned scholars call this hell Raurava. Not generally seen in this world, the Ruru is more envious than a snake. Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, the Ruru is also known as the Bharasringa. Ati krurasya Bharasringakya sattvasya apadesha sanya. Srila Jiva Goswami confirms this in the Sandarbha, in his Sandarbha. Ruru sabdasya swayam muninaiva tika vidanal lokeshu aprasida evayam jantu vishesha. Thus, although Rurus are not seen in this world, their existence is confirmed in the Shastras. 12. Punishment in the hell called Maharaurava is compulsory for a person who maintains his own body, by hurting others. In this hell, Ruru animals, known as Kravidya, torment him and eat his flesh. Purport. The animalistic person who lives simply in the bodily concept of life is not excused. He is put into the hell known as Maharaurava and attacked by Ruru animals known as Kravidyas. And finally, text 13. For the maintenance of their bodies and the satisfaction of their tongues, cruel persons cook poor animals and birds alive. Such persons are condemned even by man-eaters. In their next lives, they are carried by the Yamadutas to hell known as Kumbipaka, where they are cooked in boiling oil. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Jana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Manchakalpataru Vyaccha Kripa Sindhu Vyavaccha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay. One common thing that these verses have is the that the all these hells are made to punish people who cause suffering to others in order to satisfy their own senses. But as we read here in this verse, that all these rurus are not seen in this world, their existence is confirmed in the shastras. I'm going to explain some things that I hear from Bhaktisundara Maharaj and also Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And there is a story that Srila Prabhupada used to tell about this, that once there was a Christian minister, and he started to preach. He went to mines and he wanted to preach to the miners. So he started to say things like the hellish planets are dark, or you find darkness in the hellish planets, or fire, or different things. And the miners, they start to hear this, and they said, it's difficult for us to understand this. I mean, the miners said that it's not enough, the explanation, because we are living in these conditions now, in the mine. No? Because we work with fire, we work with different things, and we are in darkness, working. So finally, the Christian minister, he had to figure out how to explain the hell to these miners, and he finally find the explanation that in hellish planets you don't have newspapers. And the miners finally said, oh, this is terrible, this is a bad situation, because they are so attached to Prajalpa that if they don't have newspapers, they cannot. So this is the story that Prabhupada told. So it's when you hear description of the hell in the Christian culture, you hear this about the hell is eternally, or you are suffering for all eternity, and things like that. But we are not agree with that kind of explanation. Our explanation is that the hellish planets are eternal, but you are not suffering for all eternity there, or just for rectify the conditioned soul. So in this order, we can understand, or people can say, that maybe these hellish planets doesn't exist, or don't exist, but is confirmed in the shastras. And finally, in the time of death, they are going to understand this. They will find out if this is true or not. So we cannot say that is true or not. So another thing is the human condition. I mean, one of the main reasons that Prabhupada came here in the Western countries is that everybody is going to hell, practically, for the sinful life that we are performing here. So in the story of Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas, when they have this kind of thirsty, they find this lake, and one yaksha is, or rakshasa? Yaksha? One yaksha appear from this lake, and he start to ask questions to Maharaj Yudhishthira. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was thirsty, he was to drink this water, But if he drink water, he died. So he need to answer these questions before. And one of these questions is, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? And Maharaj Yudhisthira answered that the most wonderful thing in this world is the situation that people is dying and is getting diseases and old age, but finally they have to take birth again and again and again, and there is a kind of plan. No, that is the most wonderful thing. No? People don't realize that. I mean, everybody is dying, and they think that this is not going to happen to me, this situation. So therefore, this human form of life is misused by us, trying to satisfy our senses. But the worst thing is that we are trying to satisfy our senses, causing suffering to others. No? And this is the case, the explanation in this verse. In these verses, we cook animals and different things to satisfy our tongue and different things. So another point is that Krishna is, as we know, is the owner of all planets and demigods. No? Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Right? So if you have this word order means organization, organized situation. And if you have this organized situation, means that you can have the opposite, disorganized situation. Generally, in the government, if you don't follow the rules, you have punishments. So, in this case, if you don't follow the rules of Krishna or of God, you have punishments also. And this is the explanation of these hellish planets, are places in which the living entity who commit sinful activities can be rectified. Isn't it? Okay. So, we can conclude also that suffering is necessary in order to advance. Of course, the intelligent people, he don't need to suffer. But the people who is not so intelligent, they need to suffer a little bit. And that is the case of the womb. Everybody has the experience, but we cannot remember that in the womb of a mother, we suffer. Sometimes the mother drink hot things like coffee or something like that, or smoke a cigarette, and we suffer in the womb, and we start to pray, Lord Krishna, please save me, free me from all this suffering. And finally, when we are free from all this suffering, the mother start to put attention in us, no, like. Start to give some attention, and we forget Krishna, and we think we forget this situation, not this suffering situation. For that reason, suffering is important, but it's not the best way to obtain perfection. If you are intelligent, we can we don't need to suffer to develop spiritual life. So, and another point is the justice. No, in the hellish planets are places to like punish people, and we have the experience in this material world that. The justice, for example, of United States, in some states, you have different punishments for different, killers and different things. So if you commit murder in Texas, for example, You have the capital punishment. And the capital punishment is, in other times, was the electric chair. And in these ages, you have like lethal injections and different things. The idea of this punishment is to take the place of the victim. So if you commit murder, you have to take place of the victim, and the justice inflict some kind of painful pain, and you suffer like the victim. So in that way, you are released of your sinful reaction or your sinful activity. In the same way, it's explained here. No, you have in Raurava, you have these people who inflict pain to the men who commit sinful activities, no, Kravidya, animals. But the consciousness of these hellish planets is different to the consciousness of the justice of the men. The justice of the men, in the justice of the men, we find this kind of consciousness that you deserve this suffering. So even it is, it's like when you are, where your team win, you feel good because the opposite team, they deserve this kind of failure. So you feel good. And even in this prison houses, when one prisoner is dead in this kind of punishment, some people they celebrate. Oh yes, we are happy because you are dead, and they drink beer, and they have like small gatherings, and they celebrate this. But the consciousness of the Lord is not like that. Krishna is not happy if you are suffering in these hellish planets, because the final the final thing here is to be rectified all your sinful activities practically. So, and yes, practically that is the explanation of these verses. So if you have any question or comment about this, we can finish the class here. We can sing a good song also, because it's Gaur Purnima. It's Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. In this order, we must understand that these hellish planets are meant for people who is not intelligent, and they like to suffer, and they have to go through these hellish planets to evolve, no, or advance. But we have the mercy of Lord Gauranga, and we don't need to suffer. So that is, with this, a beautiful song that we can sing.
When the person go to the hellish planet, he got a different type of body, right? So is he conscious of his pain, because he's getting so terribly tortured over there? We can't even tolerate the simple pinprick. So that's a way, way heavy punishment. So is the consciousness is there in the person, in that subtle body?
Well, I like this explanation of Bir Krishna Maharaj, that he said that pain, the origin of pain is attachment. No? And we can experience this when we cut our finger with a knife. We feel pain and we feel bad, and automatically we become like white, and we want to we feel like we are dying practically if we cut our finger, no? But if we cut seriously our finger, that is because we feel that one part of us is, we are losing one of part of us. So we are attached. So the origin of pain is attachment. If you are not attached, you don't feel pain. But in the case of the hellish planet, it's not a gross it's not a gross reality, it's a subtle reality. So it's not that you suffer with a gross body, you suffer in this with a subtle body. This is Bhakti Vir Krishna Maharaj explained this. You suffer with a subtle body. Because can you try to imagine it? Imagine there is an explanation that you have to. Some people they threw out you from a mountain, and you start to fall down, and you break all your bones, and then you have to go out, go again to the mountain, and they threw out again, and again and again and again for all eternity. Until you are rectified. So, if we try to do that with our gross bodies, it's impossible. Because even if you broke one of your bones, you suffer like anything. So, how we can suffer so many pain, so much pain, and for so long time. So the explanation, the logic explanation is we don't suffer with gross bodies, we suffer with subtle bodies. And for that reason we are not able to see these hellish planets. Some people think that there are gates in this planet Earth of hellish planets. For example, in Argentina, in the north, you have something called like Salamanca, something like that. And if you are in the desert there, you start to hear songs and people like in a party. Now, woo, yeah! And women singing and different things, music. And if you go to that place, you find fire and you find like a big hole in the earth. And if you go there to enjoy, you like are going to be trapped in this place. So some people think that here in this planet Earth you have like gates to these hellish planets. Of course, the gates that we know to the hell in the Bhagavad Gita are three. Now, lust, greed, and anger, yes. But we are not able to see these hellish planets. So for that reason are subtle. And the suffering there, or we suffer in subtle bodies. That is the explanation of Vir Krishna Maharaj. So we can sing this beautiful song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. It's by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the translation here is Prabhu Acharya Nishtha, can you read the translation of the song?
How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. I have brought you the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet, having taken this Maha Mantra.
Jai Gaura Mahaprabhu ki jai. So, I can play Mridanga. Prabhu Jajana, can you sing the song? And we follow you? Okay. And I can play Mridanga. Andaita Prabhu is not here.
Jago,
can you play harmony?
Gora Chanda Bole. Jiva Jago Gora Chanda Bole.
Krishna, Hare Hare.
So we can finish here the class. So please forgive my offenses. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Classic room.